FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Brandon Murphy. I Will Wait. Laura Story, blessings prior to that. Good morning to you, Fred and Mindy with you, 703.
Hey, Nick likes to count down the top 25 songs here at WJTL. It happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11. Then again, Saturday evening from 7 to 9. Top 25 countdown sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our friend Tim Johnson, CEO with Friends in Action International, joins us live on the phone. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Fred. Good to be with you, folks. Thanks for the opportunity to share a bit on WJTL.
It's great to have you on. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Hey, we just want to say greetings and thank you to all our volunteers that are a part of helping make Friends in Action successful. We need all of them, and they're a great blessing.
Tell us about Friends in Action and what you guys do.
Well, for those of you who've never heard of Friends in Action, we're a nonprofit mission organization right here in Middletown. And our purpose is to support mission works in remote areas around the world, doing infrastructural projects that help speed the gospel to those who've never heard. Well, a lot of folks have heard us talk about water wells and working on a village in Nicaragua. Today, I'd like to share a little bit with you about a little country in the world called Vanuatu. Let me just tell you a little bit about this little place. Vanuatu is a place with 88 islands, covered with countless little remote villages. Did you know that Vanuatu was a strategic part of assisting the U.S. military during the Second World War? Santo Island hosts 5 military airstrips, 4 military hospitals, and over 250,000 American soldiers were trained and prepared for battle. Yet today, it's a little forgotten place in the world with just over 300,000 people. Amazing enough that this little country has over 100 language groups, and most of them are still waiting to hear and understand the Word of God. Their culture is run by a tribal system, which means you can only teach in their villages when granted permission by the chiefs of their village. It's virtually unchanged over the last 100 years. Isn't that amazing? It's hard to believe that even today in 2020, some of the people living in these remote villages still wear leaves for clothing, live in little grass huts, and consult the witch doctors to fight sickness and death. The people call the witch doctors a clever, and they believe that the clever controls the evil spirits. You see, most of the people believe that everyone lives and dies from one form of sorcery or another. That means that the people's greatest fear is evil spirits. I tell you all that because, you know, lots of people, hundreds of people go as tourists to see Vanuatu, this very beautiful island. Believe me, it's beautiful there. And the people are so friendly and appear to be so happy. But the reality is, most of them, Fred, are living in fear and bondage, deep of spirits. After the break, I got a little story I want to tell you about an Yvonne girl that was recently affected by a cyclone there.
We're talking with Tim Johnson. Tim is with Friends in Action International. They're located in Middletown, PA. And Tim, if folks want more information about you, they can visit you online.
Yes, they certainly may. If you go to www.fiaintl.org, you can look us up there or give us a call. Number 717-579-7001.
FIAINTL.org. Check it out online. We'll talk more with Tim coming up. Micah Tyler, Point of Grace.